A search is underway for the person or people who mailed homemade pipe bombs to critics of President Trump. This morning, two more of these potentially threatening packages have been discovered. One of them was addressed to New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, and the other to former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. Now, they follow 10 other packages that were sent to prominent figures, including President Obama, his former attorney general, and his one-time CIA director. NPR's national justice correspondent Carrie Johnson has been following the story. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Noah.
So the story is still moving. What is the focus now of this massive investigation?
This morning, there's some new activity at a mail center in New York. That's where a package addressed to former intelligence chief James Clapper has been located. And there's some more activity surrounding Senator Cory Booker. The FBI says they've located another suspicious package that resembles the earlier ones addressed to him, recovered it in South Florida. The bulk of this investigation seems to be centered in two places, though. One is the FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia, which is analyzing these devices. They look like homemade pipe bombs, and the experts at the FBI will be looking for clues about how the bombs were constructed. They'll be looking for DNA or fingerprints the bomber or bombers may have been left behind. And retired investigators are telling me this is very promising because so many of these devices are intact. They didn't blow up. If history is a guide, though, the whole process could take a little while because it's a long time to analyze that stuff.
All right, so some stuff being done in Quantico, Virginia. You said there's a second area as well?
Yeah, last night authorities were searching a package sorting facility in Florida in Opa-locka near Miami. The operating theory has been some of the packages went through that facility and then through the U.S. mail. Investigators are looking for more devices, but also other clues, and there's a ton of manpower being deployed across the U.S. The postal inspectors, the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the DHS, and local police, too. The bomb squad and canine unit in Miami-Dade last night, and of course, the New York Police Department out in full force, too.
None of these packages have exploded, and so that's led to speculation that that maybe they don't have the capacity to blow up. What are investigators telling you?
Well, police and the FBI are declining to answer questions on the record about whether the bombs could have presented a lethal threat to anyone. Former officials at the ATF are raising questions about whether those devices included a key component that would have set them off or detonated them. In fact, they seem to not have included that key component. The New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill said at a news conference yesterday, the powder in the bomb sent to the actor Robert De Niro is not a biological threat like anthrax, for instance. But O'Neill was quick to add police are taking this seriously. If you see a suspicious device, he said, don't touch it, don't move it, call the authorities immediately.
Many of the people to whom these devices were addressed are in politics, or at least they're very outspoken about politics. Does that help investigators with a motive?
There's a big underlying question about the motive here. If these devices were not intended or meant to explode, did the bomber just want to scare people or intimidate them for political or personal reasons? Remember, many of these devices were addressed to people who have been attacked by President Trump in speeches or in remarks or on Twitter. And while the White House and others have been calling to depoliticize this, there is a political element here. This morning, all of the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee have issued a statement condemning what they call terrorist attacks and calling for an end to this divisive rhetoric that may have produced the feelings or sentiment in this wannabe bomber to begin with.
And they used the word terrorist attacks.
They did.
Carrie Johnson is NPR's justice correspondent. Thanks, Carrie.
My pleasure.